next typical workload for you, like, off the field in terms of preparation?
No, yeah. I mean, every single day I go back at least 2 to 3 hours a night just going in my notebook, writing things down, looking at things. Once I go into the film room, seeing, all right, little notes here and there from what my coach kind of critiqued me on during that day, and looking at the film and using those notes to see, okay, this is what he's talking about, this is what he means, and having that more in-depth look once again after getting those cues.
I'm guessing that things will slow down a little bit when Sam's able to take reps too and stuff, but kind of been thrown into the fire here in OTAs and minicamp. What's that been like as a rookie right off the bat getting all these first-team reps?
No, yeah, it's been great. It was kind of one of those things that I was actually happy about. Like, obviously, you kind of first, he's like, oh, like, you're in there with the ones. I was like, well, all right, deal works for me. And I'm kind of using it to my advantage to kind of get those reps and work with those guys that have been out there and have experience, like Julius Peppers, 15 years or something crazy, and have the experience, be able to talk to them, hear those things that they see, and kind of use that to my advantage when I step out there.
Does that take some getting used to, being out on the same, getting the same reps with Julius Peppers, Clay Matthews, guys that you kind of grew up watching?
Yeah, I mean, like, I think it was like the first day where I was like, oh, okay, this is real. And you kind of, I see my locker right next to Aaron Rodgers, and I'm in the same locker room as Clay Matthews, mm-hmm. Eddie Lacy, all these great players. And I think once I stepped on the field, probably the second time, I was like, all right, this is football. I'm going to come out here, I'm going to do my job, and I'm going to get it done so we can be the best team we could be.
Coming from a big school, I'm sure you had plenty of confidence coming here, but are you more sure of your abilities after a month of going through it?
Oh, yeah.
Did you make plays like from a high pitcher?
Yeah, and I mean, there's little things here and there that I wanted to get better at, and Coach McCurley has been helping me tremendously on just little fundamentals and seeing things, reacting to certain plays, and understanding formations. And I think that's just going to keep growing throughout the weeks and in my preparation.
Been pretty full-scale football since you got picked. Are you looking forward to a little time off before camp? How important is that mentally and or physically?
I think it'll be huge in the mental aspect. I know I'm going to go back, and my goal is, I mean, right now is focused on, all right, both the inside linebacker spots, understanding what I have to do, what I need to do, who I'm working with. And I think when I go back home, or I know when I go back home, I'm going to kind of work with my dad and go through and understand the whole entire scheme. Like, every single play, I'm trying to figure out, okay, what is the D-line doing? What are they doing on certain stunts, certain things like that? What is the corners doing on certain plays? Do I know I have help out there? And all those little things that are going to help me that much more, where I can see everything and I don't have to look backwards and see, okay, is the safety there? I know he's going to be there on this play. And do those little things. And then physically, I think it's going to help a lot just from, I know 4 weeks before I got out here, I was hitting it hard in the weight room and stuff, trying to get stronger. And I'm trying to come back looking like Julius Peppers and Clay Matthews and all them. So we'll see how that goes.
Doesn't sound like you're looking for a vacation.
No, definitely not. This first year is all grind.
It sounds like you're approaching the defensive playbook kind of like a quarterback approaching the offensive playbook more than just your position, the whole thing. As a linebacker, the responsibilities, the goals you got to make on the field, how important is it to have that kind of that overall concept awareness?
Oh, it's huge. It's our coach talked about it today, just understanding those things on the fly, because offense can do whatever they want out there. They can shift, they can motion across guys, they can do all these things, go from empty back to single back, back to two backs, whatever they want to do, and you have to be ready to go. And we have so many certain plays where you have to have multiple checks happening at once, and you can't have any time thinking, oh my gosh, okay, we have that check and he's moving this way, all of a sudden the ball snapped. And I think that's what's going to help me out the most.
You said you were going to be working with your dad a little bit. Is that something you've always done throughout the time, your time in football?
Yeah, I mean, my dad's the main person I talk to. At Stanford, I have my roommate. So, I mean, right now I had Kyler, Fackrell, me and him go through stuff every single night. And now that I actually just got my own place, I've just been kind of by myself. So I'm learning. I'm like, oh, my gosh. But, yeah, it's been good. But, yeah, when I go back home, I'm just going to work with my dad. I'm already going to have him get me a whiteboard and basically get all that stuff. So it's going to be good.
With your experience at Stanford playing, you know, the dime role and the spread offenses there, it seems like you have a real comfort level when you drop in the coverage. Is that a pretty fair assessment there?
Yeah, I mean, I always thought I had the athletic ability to kind of get out there and go and cover guys. It was the little things I wanted to learn fundamental-wise. Okay, what do I need to look at when I'm covering a guy? What can I do to help myself that much more to stay in position and do the right things on each play to help myself out and make it that much easier? And that's what I feel like Coach McCurley has helped me tremendously. And it's just been awesome kind of teach, like, getting his point of views on those types of things and adding it to my game.
Getting dime reps early, do you see that as kind of an early avenue
No, for sure. I mean, I look at all the opportunities I get right now as something to kind of show what I'm capable of, and I'm just going into every single day just wanting to show them I can help this team win and help this team win a championship. And whatever they put me at the end of the day, I'm going to make sure I'm the best person at it.